In the draft document, the DOE examines Eversource's proposal for the project, as well as various approaches to burying the lines, including complete and partial sections. The agency found that full burial of the lines would have the smallest impact visually, but would be far more expensive. However, it would also provide almost twice as many jobs during construction. Eversource's current proposal with above-ground lines would have the greatest visual impact, but would do the most to lower electricity costs to New Hampshire and the region. Vermont law professor Patrick Parenteau says this is a key document when it comes to DOE's decision on whether to allow the project to proceed.
It's a pretty good indication of the agency's thinking about the project.
The report also notes tourism and property values would be hurt by the overhead lines proposed by Northern Pass. Burying the lines would protect property values but cause, quote, substantial short-term impacts on traffic. The public has 90 days to comment, and the DOE will hold public hearings on the report beginning in October. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jansen.